Baltimore's love of Edgar Allan Poe is no secret. Close to the date of Poe's death, Marylanders visit Poe's gravesite to celebrate the writer's life and work. The free event called Poe is Dead includes performances, a reading, a wreath-laying ceremony, and more. Jeff Jerome, the man behind the event and the former curator of the Poe House, tells us more about the event and his love of Poe.
I've always enjoyed Edgar Allan Poe ever since my childhood days of seeing the old Roger Corman, Vincent Price stories from the early 60s. But it wasn't until 1976 when I became a volunteer guide at the old Westminster Church where Poe is buried, where my admiration for Poe was brought back to life. I was hired by the City of Baltimore as the first curator of the Poe House in 1979, when the city took control of the site from the Edgar Allan Poe Society. Then Mayor William Donald Schaefer told me personally, "There are three things I want you to do as curator. Promote, promote, and promote the Poe House. Now get out of my office and go promote Poe." And that's what I've been doing since 1979. A year before Schaefer died, he sent me a heartwarming letter saying I was the best person for the job, and that meant a lot to me. Before being hired by the city, I would gather with friends at the Poe grave, and we would just hang out on the evening of October 7th, Poe's death date. We would read Poe's stories, talk about Poe-related themes, death, being buried alive, murder, torture, telltale hearts, all the fun aspects of Poe. With each passing year, more and more people would join us in the graveyard for this gathering. Working for the city gave me access to fun, so I decided to hold public events at Poe's grave with actors, singers, sound and light technicians. It went from a small private event to a popular public event. When I no longer worked at the Poe House, I started getting phone calls and emails from the public asking if I was going to continue these public events. I decided to continue with these public programs, but on a much smaller scale since I was using my own funds. October was a good time for Poe to die in Baltimore. The weather is nice, not too hot, not too cold, and with Halloween just around the corner, it makes the perfect month to celebrate Poe. We still have a great time celebrating Poe, and the public still loves it. When I was the curator of the Poe House, it was more than just a 9-to-5 job for me. There's no reason with my extensive knowledge of Poe and the Westminster Graveyard that I should just fade away. I love sharing my knowledge about Poe and the Westminster Graveyard. I know where all the bodies are buried. And I'm going to continue sharing my knowledge and spreading the good word about Poe, his life and works, as long as I can, forevermore.
The event takes place at Westminster Grave and Burying Ground at 101 North Green Street. It begins at 3 p.m. on October 6th. Learn more at facebook.com/EdgarAllanPoeEvermore. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.